Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? So glad that you're following through with your daily discipline, your morning ritual, to follow through with what you promised yourself that you would do to get you one step closer to your dreams, your plans, your goals, those things that you took the time to think about, and now you're examining, you're evaluating your thoughts and actions every single day. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this for yourself. Also, thank you for listening to me with all the people out there who are talking to you, who have the right way for you to act, think, all this advice. You're taking the time to listen to me. I really appreciate that. I take this role very seriously. I'm here for you every single day in a podcast, doing a podcast in some way, shape, or form, some version of a podcast, 8 times a week. I will not let you down. Thank you so much for supporting Mass Machine Nutrition, my bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line, Mass Machine Nutrition, the highest quality and most effective bodybuilding and training supplement line. Check that out at massmachinenutrition.com. So let me ask you a few questions as we start off our day. But before I get into this, I want to give a big shout out to my nephew, Vince. Vince is going to be joining this podcast and gives me another level of motivation to come speak to you every single day to touch you in some way or shape or form. Vince, if you're listening to this, these guys are like my family. I wake up every single morning, first thing I do. We go through this process. We go through this, what I call a daily discipline. It's this morning ritual. It's one of those things, these disciplines, that we get in the habit of doing, whether we feel like it or not. All right, your level of motivation, it changes from time to time. A discipline is something that you've already decided it's going to be the best for you in the long run. Right, some days you feel like it, some days you don't, some days you're in between, but you've decided that this is something that you must do. That's what a daily discipline is, and this is what we've decided that we're going to do. We're going to take the time to really think about who we are, what we're all about, what we really want in life, and really get clear on what it is we want in life. Because when you know what you want in life, you get really clear on that. I mean, what you think every single day, the actions that you take, the actions that you decide not to take for the greater good, they become a lot easier when you get really clear on that vision. And that's the challenge in life. Sometimes you just get caught up in getting by. You get into the pattern. You know, you have all your responsibilities that you do. And the challenge sometimes is that becomes good enough, just getting through your day. And the best things in life, Vince, they're reserved for the people who are willing to do a little bit extra every single day. The people who are willing to do things that may seem foolish or silly or a waste of time to other people, those people in life who are struggling, can't put it together, can't put their finger on exactly why. We're constantly examining our thoughts and our actions, right, to see if we can find that one little distinction, that one mindset, getting that groove to move us forward. When we get in that groove to move us forward, right, then we have references of success that it's a lot easier to duplicate. Also, one thing that I'll always talk about is self-esteem, that confidence that we all know when we have more confidence, we make better decisions. Life becomes a lot easier. We start moving forward in the direction that we want when we have that self-confidence. The challenge is that confidence, it is, you know, and you'll hear me say this a lot, everything on a scale from 1 to 10. And 1 to 10, what that means, it's all relative. It's just relative to the way you think. So when you're on fire, when things are going well, when you do feel confident, I mean, you just talk with more enthusiasm. You take action. You're willing to challenge yourself more. All right, if you're ever challenged with being lazy, let's say, when you're confident, you know you putting forth the extra effort that it's going to pay off. So that would be a scale from 1 to 10. I mean, you just know it. You have it in your body or walking, more erectly, your movements are quicker, you're sharp as a tack, as you communicate with other people. People are responding to you, and you know they're responding to you in a way because you're on fire. That's a 10. We all want to be in that state of mind, that level of confidence all the time. As you know, you're not always in that 10. All right, sometimes it's a 6 or a 7. Sometimes it may even get lower. But confidence is built by the things that you do, not the way necessarily that the world responds to you, although that could be helpful. We don't want to ever get dependent on that. The challenge is within ourselves. It's the things we know we need to do. And it's when we step up and do those things, even though we don't feel like it, maybe sometimes with this Morning Connection podcast every single day, we don't feel like it. I've heard what Skip has to say. Yeah, I know. This is what I should do. And especially when things aren't working out well for you and you feel like you're putting in the effort, sometimes doing a daily discipline like listening to this Morning Connection podcast, it might be a reminder of the frustration and angst that you may be going through in life. It may remind you that you're not as far along as you'd like to be. But you know, you've already decided for the greater good, you need to go through that pain. You need to be reminded of that angst. So in the middle of the night or early in the morning or when you're taking a shower, you're always thinking of ways on how to make things happen, figuring out this combination lock to life, this puzzle, so to speak. All right? And when you can break through and you can find a way, or when you step up when you don't feel like it, you impress yourself. The more times you can impress yourself every single day, that's what self-confidence is built upon. When you do the things that you know you should do despite the way you feel, you step up, you impress yourself. And when you can do that more often than not, you can't help but build self-confidence. Even when things aren't working the way you would like to them to work out, or as soon that things don't happen as quickly for you as you'd like, which, you know, if you're really pushing yourself, you're going to have that feeling a lot, so get used to that feeling. Life isn't about hitting the home runs, the grand slam, so to speak, as a sports analogy goes. It's not about hitting the home runs. It's about showing up, concentrating, getting the singles, the doubles, you know, bunting, the sacrifice flies, the fundamentals every single day. And before you know it, you put together a magnificent game that you're ahead. All right? And it all starts with these small actions that we take when we step up in our own minds. We impress ourselves every single day, and that can be done in small ways, big ways, and everything in between. So Vincent, and everyone out there who's new to listening to this Morning Connection podcast, go through this 10-second process. Also, to augment, to bolster everything that I say with this ritual of the Morning Connection podcast, I want you to go to sltips.com/22. So SL for Skip LaCour, sltips.com/22, and you'll get the Morning Connection newsletter. So first thing in the morning, you have a mental toughness conditioning quote, message, that type motivation, if you want to call it that. I like to call this mental toughness, all right? To get the things in life that you want to step up on a continual basis, whether you feel like it or not, it takes mental toughness conditioning. And that's what I'd like to call myself, a mental toughness conditioning coach. So you get this delivered to you into your email every single morning. So go to sltips.com/22. And I'll also, after the short message every single day, I'll take you through this process. I call it our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? It's like what I talked about. You didn't feel like it. You know you should do it. You felt like making excuses, rationalizing something that you know you should do. And this doesn't have anything to do with what other people are telling you to do. This is in your own head. All right? And you stepped up and you did it anyway. You impressed yourself. Those things happen on some scale every single day, or they should happen. I'll tell you, you listen to this Morning Connection podcast, I keep on reminding you to think about that. It's not going to take more than 10 of these Morning Connection podcasts where you're continually thinking about it and you're stepping up and you're seeing how this affects your mindset and your daily actions on a small scale, large scale, something in between every single day. The reason why we go through these morning connection daily disciplines, these 10-second daily disciplines, is so that you start recognizing them. You start understanding your power, building momentum, having references of this type of mental toughness in yourself. So you know who you really are. You don't do these type of things, and then you don't take inventory. So it's almost like, you know, who cares if you even did it? You don't even appreciate your talents, or you wait for somebody else to tell you how great you are. When you do these things, you recognize them, you take inventory because you go through this process every morning, you're doing this for yourself. All right? Then you're very conscious of it, you know, during the day. It isn't you're waiting for me to ask you this every single morning. You're looking for these opportunities, right? You're recognizing them in the day, and before you know it, you have that mental conditioning, that toughness. You look for opportunities in the day. You anticipate opportunities. Hey, this is going to take me some mental toughness. I know I usually resist or rationalize it, but I've got this thing I got to do with the next few hours, and you jump on it right away. That's when you become mentally tough. That's when you become strong. More importantly, by going through this process every single day, you recognize that strength in yourself. What was that one cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Happens all the time. Are we taking the time as we go through this process, this game, this challenge, this quote-unquote grind of life, which is what I want to talk about during this podcast. Regardless how challenging it is or it isn't, how well you're doing or how poorly you're doing at the moment, there's always those great moments. You gotta recognize those moments along the way. And I'm gonna remind you every single day to think about that. And again, same type of process is you're going to remember those because I'm gonna push you every single day to remember those from the day before. Pretty soon, you know what the process is. You go through this every single day. You're gonna start noticing them in the middle of your day when they happen. All right, it isn't like, hey, life is pretty good. Oh, I guess. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now you're noticing them when they happen. Then you love that feeling so much. What's going to happen next is you start creating those cool moments every single day. So there are good reasons why you want to really play full out when I ask you these questions every single day. All right, take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, or accomplishment that you really want that would take months of you stretching yourself to make happen. All right, months, if not years. This type of thinking, you know, I talked about when you're confident and you push yourself, you impress yourself, you step up, you build that self-confidence. All right, and it didn't just happen, it just didn't happen because you happened to get around people who appreciated your talents. No, you created all these events by the actions and the thoughts every single day. You move forward little by little. That's why you're moving forward. You're making these things happen. It would take that type of thinking and taking action for months, if not weeks, for this big vision, this big goal, this big dream that you have. Again, when you have that big, outrageous goal out there, I'll tell you, doing the little things every single day that you know you need to do, they become a lot easier for you to do because it's just one small step. It's not some big step, oh, well, you know, I got to get to the gym today, or I got to listen to this Morning Connection podcast. You have this vision for your life, your body, what you have to contribute to the world, this big, giant dream, this vision, this value that you want to create for the rest of the world and for yourself, and the things, the accomplishments, and the experience. I mean, they're so huge, little things that will all stack up to make it happen, like listening to this Morning Connection podcast, like going to the gym so you're healthy, you're strong, you know, sticking to your diet every single day or more often than not. You don't look at those as such big challenges that you have to make this decision whether you're going to follow through or not every single day, because Those are such important but small pieces in that big vision that you have. So get clear on what that may be. Talk a lot about, in this podcast, about results. Why are you doing the things that you do? And that is sometimes, you know, something that you got to evaluate all the time. And I talk about all the things that I did, you know, as a bodybuilder and as a fitness expert or writer for the magazines and all that time and energy that I spent. And, you know, in my mind, I would say, well, I'm doing this to provide value for other people, and I am doing this to set myself up for my future families, the quality of life, the options in life. And, you know, that's the story that I would tell myself. The real result that I was after, whether I realized it or not, was, you know, connection. Connection with people who I might not even know, who can really appreciate me, maybe send me a few emails. I can do something great. I can create. And it made me feel good, right? At the same time, I was telling myself I was doing this to set up, you know, my future. Well, the truth of the matter is, what I didn't realize is that my real result was that type of connection. And there is a way to get that connection and help other people and help yourself, but you have to know what your real result is. My real result wasn't setting up my family and my future family's options in life like it is now when I got clear on what the result was that I really wanted. And I have to make the adjustments, because there is a way when you know what your result is to make it all happen, but you have to know what it is that you do. You know, if you're new to this podcast, maybe you're listening through iTunes for the first time or Blog Talk Radio, and you have no idea of my past as a bodybuilder, as a fitness writer, then you may not really understand this, but this happens a lot in our whole fitness industry, is that a lot of people who are doing it, they get into it, they love it, they get rewarded for their efforts, they look fantastic, and they step up as fitness experts, and they do a lot of their message, or even why they're doing it, is really a lot for those same reasons. It makes a big difference on how they deliver their message, how effective they are, and it certainly makes a difference on how they're spending their time and how it's going to help them in the future, right? So I thought I was shooting for a certain set of results, but if I had a podcast like this one to listen to every single day to make me really think, what is the real result that you're after, and is everything that you're doing, is that the highest and best use of your time to actually get there? If I were to continually ask myself, what is it that I'm really after, really? Okay, what is that result? And is that the result that I really want? So that's something that I'll continually ask you every single day. And I want you to really bear down and think about it. Don't assume because you answered this question that I posed to you 10 podcasts or 10 days before, whatever it may be, that you already know the answer. I want you to think about it every single day. Like I said, if I got this type of coaching, if I took the time like you to listen to this podcast and I forced myself to think about a lot of things, I can tell you this, with everything about my life that I have so much appreciation for, right? I've done some things that I'm very proud of that I've accomplished. I could even have been better, happier, more fulfilled, have reached where I am right now and where I'm going in the future a lot easier, a lot more effectively, efficiently, elegantly, without so much wasted time, energy, effort, so much frustration, overwhelm, loneliness along the way, if I got really clear. So really take the time to think about these things that I'm asking you. So that's the process every single day. If you're new to this podcast, and Vince, welcome. This is something that you're going to do every single day. And you want to get into a pattern of doing this. And that's that, you know, I don't know what time you wake up, when this new podcast is available on morethanjustmuscles.com. That takes you over to the blog, Talk Radio Network and website, and then you can download it. Do you do that at night, in the afternoon, the morning, and when exactly during your day are you going to take the time to listen to this half hour? Those are the things that you need to think about right now. You don't have to get it right, exactly right, the timing right, but I want you to make a decision on when you're going to download this podcast and when you're going to listen to it. Are you going to do it while you're driving? Are you going to do it while you're working out? When you walk the dog at night? Right before you go to bed? However it is, I recommend that you do it first thing in the morning. And you want to get real aggressive, do it the day I'm actually talking about it, right? But if you're consistent, you know, you could do this every day, be one day behind and still get great results. The point is, you want to decide on a pattern and a discipline and a flow and get in that flow. So this is just something that you do without a whole lot of thought after a while. You know, today, I'm going to do a couple of things that are things that I recommend that you don't do, all right? And I'm going to go against some of the things that I tell you not to do for a purpose. So this will be one of the only times that you'll hear me do these type of things, or at least that's my plan. One thing is I don't do is I don't point out my weaknesses, right? When you move forward as a coach, as a leader, you step up in any manner, you know, you're not going to be the most proficient at it. You're not going to be a 10 out of 10 when you first start. If you expect that from yourself right from the beginning, you're never going to actually get going. There's a process. We're all in the process. All right, you'll see that. I see this a lot on YouTube videos where maybe it's a young guy, he wants to step up as an expert. And the first thing that they do, and I for some reason I see that this, maybe it's because I'm looking at it with my Manformation course and I understand its importance to do certain things and not do certain things to command a certain presence of leadership, of influence, of charisma. There's certain things that you don't do, so maybe it's because of my focus with my Manformation program and helping out so many people through one-on-one coaching every single week as I go through the process. Maybe it's something that I just noticed. Maybe it's something that you can see in the future now that I point it out. The first thing that I'll say is, well, I'm sorry if we're not putting out a video sooner, or I apologize for this or that. And they'll, you know, pre-frame, they'll warn you about all the imperfections, that all the things, their shortcomings, right before you even watch the video. The thing which they don't understand is, especially if it's a free source of information, maybe it's on your social media, YouTube channel, you're the expert. Many people watching the video, let's say, they're not even close to your level of experience or insight. They're not even very far along in the process as you. Sometimes what people tend to do, I've noticed, is that they get into something, they understand there's a process, there's a climb, there's a grind, so to speak, that there are so many levels higher that they can attain. They don't think that they're perfect. They understand their shortcomings. And so it's hard for them to act, you know, as confident as they should, because it's almost like in their mind they're speaking to people who are 10 levels higher, because there probably are people who are 10 levels higher, and that's what they're aspiring to. I get all that. But the thing is, if you're stepping up as leader, most people you're talking to, as much as 9 out of 10, they are coming to you. You've put in so much time, energy, and effort. You're so much further along in the process as you. The point is, they don't understand all these shortcomings. They don't see them where they are right now. So there's no need for you to point them out and dilute your message. They don't know. They're just taking you for your face value. They're respecting you for your level of expertise, your knowledge, your insight, your courage for even stepping up. So there's no need to dilute your message with things that many times they would never recognize if you didn't bring it out right from the beginning. They would never know. And the second thing is, even if they knew on a scale from 1 to 10, they're so focused on your message and your insight, they might notice some of these things that you're mentioning right at the beginning that aren't quite perfect yet, but they'll put a value 2 or a 3. So there's no sense even talking about it. For them, you have to step into their shoes. Also, if you're focused on your shortcomings all the time, it's definitely going to come out in your message. If it's something visual, you're somebody, you're actually in their presence or on the video, it's going to come out in your body language, in your voice qualities, facial expressions, those type of things that really send a message that sometimes, many times, is much more powerful than the words you actually say. You can have great content. You can give out strategies and advice that are 100% sound. But if you don't come across as an authority with your body language or your voice qualities, it's going to dilute the message, right? And it has nothing to do with your message, right? So you don't want to necessarily point out your shortcomings for all those reasons, especially right at the beginning. Just deliver your message for whatever it's worth. So there's one thing that I'm going to do during this podcast. I'm going to direct your attention to some of my shortcomings just for the sake of a lesson, all right? So don't expect me to do this anymore, all right? And the second thing is, I've already used this term, the grind, talking about life. I am very careful not to use disempowering words like the grind when I talk about life. You notice when I talk about your problems in life, I'll use challenges. When I talk about when life gets challenging, I call it a game, a puzzle, a combination lock. Like it's this, you know, this challenge for you to figure it out. At the same time, there is a way to figure it out, right? I use those words intentionally. I avoid certain words intentionally. But for the purpose of what I'm going to talk about, the message during this podcast, I'm going to call it the grind. And the reason why I'm going to do that is because I want you to know I'm not just super positive all the time. Life isn't just so wonderful and you're thinking, Jesus, guy, he's telling us he's so mentally tough. Man, life is easy for him. I'll never get to that point. I just want to tell you is I'm going through the grind of life just like you. And again, I'm using that term. You're not going to hear it again from me. Or that's my plan. I want you to know, I understand. I understand the grind, how you're working, how things, you get your hopes up. You have these plans. You get up early in the morning, you stay up late at night, and things don't progress the way that you want. Certainly, they don't, even when you succeed, the level of success and the feelings that come with it aren't even close to what you thought it was going to be as you were going through the grind. As you are working towards this goal, I certainly, you know, understand that. Not to mention it's 5 times as difficult, it's 5 times more expensive, and there was 5 times as much frustration, right? It took 5 times as long as you thought it was going to take. That's the grind. We're all going through that. So if it feels like that to you, hey, I am right there with you, brother. I certainly understand. The point that I'm bringing up for this point of this podcast is how I get up every single morning to deliver this message for you, right? And so all the knowledge, all the insight that I've learned through my successes and failures, I get filled with the Holy Spirit. You know my vision. I've shared my vision, my overall goal for you of what I want to do with my life, let alone this podcast with you, what drives me to step up every single morning, get up at 4:30, get this podcast going at 4:30 a.m. every morning, my time, right? You know my big vision, right? And so I'm always looking for ways to be more effective, better at what I do. And one thing is because, hey, I've stepped up and I've said part of my vision, part of what I'm going to do, I will not let you down, is to do 8 podcasts a week. So What that is a 6 morning connection podcast at 4:30 in the morning. Then I do one at 10 o'clock on Saturdays with my wife, and I do a Wednesday podcast for bodybuilding and training at 6 o'clock in the evening. All right, so I said, look, I'm doing all this. I have all the knowledge, the experience, the passion, the desire to create this value, to help out other men all over the world. All right, you know, I want this to be top of the line. So I invested in a lot of money so I could get the top of the line equipment, so I can produce the best sound, right, for this podcast. Now, this is what I'm going to tell you about. And like I said, what you don't do is you point out, you know, I'll tell you something. With this expensive equipment and mixers and microphones that I took the time to invest in so I could produce the best sound for you, this has been probably one of the most frustrating things in the world. The learning curve on these mixers and these sounds has been a very challenging process as I go through this, as I stepped up to have even better equipment. Right, you know, you ever see in the music videos or on commercials, you see that guy behind the glass and the recording artist on the other side, and he's got all these levers and all these mixers to have the perfect sound, right? And, you know, I would look at that and I would say, wow, you know, what are all those levers? They all do something to create the perfect sound, right? It looked very complicated, although I really didn't appreciate that. Now, my mixer for my sound isn't even nearly as complicated as that, but the process of producing the best sound has been driving me crazy. The one challenge is that even at the beginning, when I didn't even know what I was doing, I was able to produce a better sound quality even as I was more advanced. How that happens, it's the grind, all right, for the purpose of this podcast. So for the purpose of this podcast, creating the best sound for you, even at the beginning, I was able to produce better sound at the beginning, that as I work on it, on the skill set to do work on this mixer, to from the microphone to the mixer, to the gain, to the EQ, to the mix in, to the mix out, to the microphones, to even the setup as I go on this Blog Talk Radio network, it's like this big combination. Like, it changes constantly. The mixer company, I mean, they have great customer service where I've been on the phone like several times. And, you know, you'd think you could, you know, months ago, a few weeks ago, a couple months ago again, where, you know, I'm calling the guy, he's taking me through the whole process, tweaking all this, you know, a guy who spent the 25 years, of mastery to do this. That's his job. Takes me through the whole process, right? And I get it set, and you would think you could just set it and then forget it, right? If you set it once, you get the sound that you want, right? It's at the quality that you want, then you don't touch anything, right? You're using the same microphone, doing the same things. Oh, no, it's not that easy. It just, and again, it's the process. So, hell yeah, last night on my Wednesday night podcast, right, for whatever reason, I don't know, it only took me, you know, 5 times during pre-production to get the sound, to get it right. And for whatever reason, it was great. Duplicated that same process here this morning. It's not even the same thing. You go, you call in, I have it through Skype, it comes through one sound. A different phone line comes through a different sound. And, you know, like I said yesterday, for about the 5th time, I was on the phone asking all these factors, you know, and he said, oh, I got to kind of be there with you, right? So after all this time, all this experience, all this coaching that I'm getting, sometimes I feel I am right back at the beginning of where I even started, right? And so, and it changes, like, you know, the sound that I had when I first started, 20 minutes before this podcast, it was one way. And then at the very end, as start of this podcast, then it was too loud. It's too distorted, right? If you know, again, you're going to be focused in on my message every single morning. But I mean, this is just driving me crazy. Now, what's the big takeaway from this? The big takeaway from this, even if you're a person with the best intentions. You step up, you do the right things. That does not mean that it's just going to be awesome. You're going to have to go through the grind. You're going to have to you're going to go 10 steps forward, think you got it, and you're going to be thrown backwards for reasons you don't understand. You're going to get help. You're going to get one-on-one coaching. And you're going to think you got it, and then you have it for a little while. And then it's going to, for whatever reason, the quality is going to fall back. That's the grind, right? And so I like I said, I like to talk about during these podcasts what's fresh and new, what's current, so I can talk to you with the most passion with my metaphors and analogies, all right? So, and one great thing about this is when you step up and you acknowledge your shortcomings, where you need to take it to the next level, you tell the whole world about it, that even puts more pressure on you to make sure you get to that level of mastery and expertise even sooner. So now that I've exposed this whole sound challenge that I have, now I've got more pressure on me now that I pointed it out, right? I've gone against how I told you how you should present yourself as an expert. I got to get this thing handled, which is only going to make me feel better, putting that pressure on myself. You know, the thing is what Zig Ziglar says, the tougher you are in life on yourself, the easier life becomes. So you know what my challenge is, right? Get that sound that is that perfect, that can really maximize my microphone, my mixer, my whole computer setup that I invested in with that good heart to produce more value for you. Again, remember, this is just a metaphor for life. Where does this ring true with your life? And where did you say, oh, wow, there's something wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. That's the grind of life. And it's those people who are persistent, who find a way, who break through, that can somehow separate their ego, what they feel about themselves, they can separate that from the action that they're trying to do, the thing that they're trying to accomplish, that just because they're not efficient at it now, just because they're not as good as they want to be at it now, they're willing to persist and go forward. I mean, I think like this sound challenge that I'm having, again, it has nothing to do with my heart, my vision, what kind of person I am, how smart I am. I mean, if you're not a master at something, right, if you don't have years and years of experience, it doesn't matter how great of a person you are, right? How much, what your good intentions are. Man, you got to get on that level of mastery, and it's going to be a grind sometimes, all right? So remember, this isn't about the sound. This is about what we all go through. We all go through, especially when you are stepping up and going into a new realm, something that you're not quite a master at. Maybe you're a master at one aspect of it. I feel total authority and confidence in what I'm talking about when I talk about mental toughness, about motivation. But that's just one aspect of the picture. There are very few things in your life that you can just focus on one particular thing. Even if you're great at business, you're going to need to have great people skills along with it to use all of your talents and resources to get the most out of it. So that's my message today, along with all the technical things that came with it because of the sound challenge, right? Because as I go through the grind. So I hope you found me sharing, you know, my challenges, me going through the grind. I hope that me sharing my challenges, my grind with you, you can relate. And just like me, you're going to persist and make it through to the other side. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.